Diary poem, Uses of Alan Turing. Half an apple by his bed. Apparently there was no apple in his stomach, just the cyanide. So much for his recounted fondness for Snow White, the Queen's hand stroking the poisoned apple's roundness. I was wondering about cynics who say he was killed, but then Wikipedia calls them twice conspiracy theorists, and that does make the murder thing more likely. Expect this poem to be a little speculative, seemingly to one side at times, but keep in mind that he wrote a thesis, as well as cracking the Enigma code and computer exegesis, thought to be his masterpiece, the chemical basis of morphogenesis, that postulates a catalyst A and an inhibitor B that diffuse across time at different rates, their interaction in space creating different but echoing patterns, the simple result being stripes and patches in cats, in everything. The Turing test is to find the difference between artificial and human thought, the reverse of a capture test, but it is here he may have balked too much at the binary, I think. What if in the core of it, interacting positive and neutral, there is more similarity than not between digital and human? Would guessing that make a man a threat to the instincts of MI5, MI6, the FBI, whatever, even in the 50s? Intelligence agencies are so subject to their instincts, even if they just knew that they didn't like him. I grant you could ask why they didn't just blackmail him, use mafia to be primitive Epsteins as they blackmailed J. Edgar Hoover in The Dres. Maybe the genius at codes was practical. No photograph could exist of him in so much compromise. He had enough wit, perhaps, to laugh at the chemical castration, the sudden lack of erection from the sentence, the newly appling breasts that anyway stopped a year before he died. And his true love had died when he was young. The rest were just pickups outside the cinema at random. Equipment to plate spoons with gold, including cyanide, were stored in another room, as if to cover for any form of death. Perhaps he wondered if his arrest for being homosexual was a warning. I will digress, but not really, I don't do that. I think I love you too much to lose my concentration. So many of the virtue-signalling press are now swearing off the net like alcoholics, packed by New Year's resolution, packed with self. Having been told by Quarterly Essays, Murdoch's Successors, and Scott Morrison in Paris, how newly dangerous fake news and any internet opinion left outside Overton window creates massacres, and according to Art, Mandarins with Pulitzers, the customers should be instead exploring the orchard of their senses, their social life falling rose gold in orbs for picking from the trees. Paintings on rich walls, breast skin fingered feel of pages, the poetry in the detail of new nerve ends. Books and breath, I love you and your history, your resolutions. I would not quarrel clumsily with the beautiful. If they all write in the interest of combating the internet's dissident power, that is based, as I've often said, on its binary rhythms as mnemonic, as poetry, as intestinal, metrical, universal, catalytic, as the memory of the minstrel, on the natural heart space, invincible electricity that calls us back to earth, one should still respect their panic at the beat of their own blood. Is that some of the hatred of Assange? But the new £50 note in Britain featuring Turing has on its ribbon the binary code 101011111111001011 0011000, which in decimal is 23061912, Turing's birthday, 23rd June 1912. He must enjoy that. He wrote his dead love's mother he believed in afterlife, something a bit like reincarnation. He worked before his poisoned death, apparently on Operation Verona, identifying Russian spies in US government from wartime radio signals. A risk they may have thought if he travelled to Europe, or just something CIA, Mafia, MI5, MI6 may have thought as simple as sex, as controllable, uncontrollable. Who knew what his brain would do next? What the man would? What the tide's binary between the shores of man and metal would spread out at their feet? Better stop it. Suicide by suicide. Cyanide. And half an apple by his bed.